What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Kids at Work podcast. My name is Matt Corman. You already knew that, though, and that's exactly why you're here today. So I've said this for the last three episodes, but I think now we finally have a setup for YouTube. I got one camera over there pointed at me because I'm better looking, and then that's going to document everything, and then there's going to be one over here so we can get you two and the guests, but just right now we're kind of working with who's real and who's fake. So guys, today is March 28th, I believe it is, or the 29th. I'm not really sure.
Did you put rent in? Did you pay the heat bill?
Yeah, no. Actually, I didn't pay the heat bill. Still haven't paid it. Yeah. Rent's in. Haven't paid the heat bill, though. Today's topic, though, we're going to cover a couple different things here. I think most importantly, what we're going to touch on is you down that coffee pretty quick. Coca mocha. We should cover, Trav's on, if you guys didn't know, Trav's on a new wave. He's actually like been putting up a lot of TikToks. Trav has been like a very funny kid. Are you done? Right. Trav's been a funny kid for a while now, but he never ever did anything with it. He would always just kind of give me ideas to be funny, and then forever I was telling him that he should push his own content. He would always be consuming TikTok, and so now he's been putting out TikToks, and they're fucking hilarious.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I did always find myself... gotta keep the mic close. I did always find myself telling you to like put content out there, giving you ideas, because like you already had the platform and you already kind of had like the ability to like not give a fuck, you know, what was out there, which I don't really, but there was definitely like, I think what we decided we were going to discuss today is kind of like the starting from ground zero.
Yeah, which like is difficult.
Which is difficult because it's like, all right, this shit's funny. Why don't I put it on Matt's page where it's going to be seen? Mm-hmm. Rather than just like kind of putting it out there and people being like, what the fuck are you doing? Which you can already see is already happening.
So what's the, and this is interesting. I think a lot of people are, now that we're quarantined, a lot of people are putting out TikToks and stuff.
Everybody.
And so I think other people are going to be getting the same type of, you know, hate that you're kind of getting or opinions that you're getting. When I first started out making music, it was a little different because I was rapping when I was like, I started rapping when I was 10 and like I've been putting out music like since college, but I was always the rapper kid, you know what I mean? So it wasn't really a surprise when I put out a song. It's like surprising for you to put out like a TikTok or try to be like a funny kid online because like
never done it before. I mean, I definitely, so back when like Twitter was a thing, you know, we used to talk about like,
yeah, you had a good Twitter though.
Twitter was big back in the day for like some high schools. Some people were like, no, I never used it. Like my high school was definitely the high school to be like on that shit. Like,
yeah,
girls were like fucking beefing with each other over like a boy or whatever.
Yeah.
They'd be subtweeting the shit out of each other. You'd like walk in a fucking bio class, people are like, yo, you see what people are tweeting? You'd like go on Twitter and be like, I'm team whatever, team haha. People would, this, I remember this one kid, Dan Madeira, is a kid I actually went to see over, he lives in EC now.
Oh yeah.
He used to fucking just kill Twitter. He was so funny.
Really?
Like, just a good amount of like everyone in school followed him, and it was just like, you saw Dan Madeira's tweet, like it was like you saw that name pop up, you were clicking on that tweet, you were reading that shit, and then there was a thread because he was always like, I don't know, it was just funny. But then people in high school would always they were just all over it, tweeting about shit going on during the day, like getting in Twitter fights. Like, they were a huge thing.
Were you like, in on it? I feel like you could have gotten,
so I never got in on it, like never got in on like Twitter fights or anything, but like I was big on like, always, you know me, like you've always said, like I'm kind of like the funny, like the chirper, like my jokes kind of come in is like not making fun of others, but like when like an awkward situation is going on, making a joke out of that awkward situation. That's kind of where I got into it, was like kind of do my thing over on the side, like, you know, the classic, how about them Red Sox? Like, I wouldn't do that, I'd make some fucking random, like some like other thing where people knew it was like addressing the awkwardness, try and make a funny thing out of it.
Yeah.
And that's always just been like my type of sense of humor, is kind of just like never actually make fun of anyone. It's just like any sort of, you know, like, I don't know, getting into like a, like not an argument, but me and you were fucking bickering back and forth the other day, and just like ending up making fun of you to make us both like laugh
instead of
that's just like my MO.
It's
not to even diffuse the situation, it's just like, you know what, this is fucking ridiculous, let me just make a joke, you know. So yeah, I got out there on Twitter and then it died down for sure. Keep that hat on.
I was also going a little too hard, not to dive out of that, but I was going a little too ham. I like woke up and was like, when you said that like you should get tested or whatever, I was like yo, like get tested. I was pushing the narrative.
I'm not gonna lie, you started doing the tunnel vision thing.
Dude, I'm
sitting in the Target parking lot just like, dude what the fuck?
Like, leave it alone.
Literally leave it alone.
I know it. No, I know it after. Yeah, sorry.
Because it was to go. No. Oh, it's all good. See, this is the point. We bring this up every time. Like, me and you, like, we, like,
What happened there?
Was that the mic?
That was the mic.
English.
Couldn't have been you.
Tough English.
Yeah.
Me and you, you know we're good friends because we just go back and forth every day.
Yeah.
And then, but it's never, we don't get mad at each other.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like no. You came home today and I told you why I was annoyed with you.
I think because we do what we talked about in the last episode. If you guys haven't seen that, go check out the episode I have. It's called Am I Obsessed with Love? But in that, me and Trav cover like how to have a successful argument. I think that we like understand each other enough. To the point where like it sounds like we're in love.
Literally, I'm not even joking. You, like, yeah, girl, my sister has a friend that is like, yo, these kids are in love. Like, bro, yeah. People look at us and like, yeah, like you argue more than a married couple.
Yeah, no, that's facts.
I just think it means it's a good friendship. But
yeah,
it's
a good rip.
I mean, not to get off target though, but like, yeah. About the Roni thing, like, shit's getting wild. Like, it was just annoying me because. Like you were pushing the narrative after being like leaving the night before and being like,
yeah.
We're fine. Like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
we're fine.
Yeah. And then already I'm like,
and then I wake up and you're in the supermarket looking like you're wearing an outfit from the CDC.
Yeah. I had a shield on.
Looking like you're taking out a couple wisdom teeth. Yeah. And you're fucking telling me, go get tested. So we all know we're good. Because it was kind of annoying me because it's a classic, like, kind of thing where it was, where it's like the best way to describe it is tunnel vision, where you were like, okay, I was exposed to Cam, but like at the end of the day, you've been living like your life. You and Sin have been going out, getting food, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And like, so like, whereas like you're like, you were like, get tested so I know I don't have it. It's like, if you think you might have it, you still need to get tested. It doesn't matter if I get tested.
Right.
You know, because you could also have it from the million things you've been doing besides hanging out with me.
Yeah.
You know, so that's where I was getting annoyed. But that was off topic. I just figured it was good to clear it. That's see, like we talked about last episode, that's how you have a discussion.
Yeah, pretty good. We're nasty.
But
But anyways, sorry.
Back to Twitter.
Back to Twitter. So yeah, you were that guy on Twitter and
what's it going?
Is it just wiggling?
Might need to at one point be careful for this because I keep like leaning and it's just like kind of wobbling.
No, it's wobbling.
And
for
I just
sure.
don't want the fucking to go
give
to
it the. I know your chair isn't comfy like mine. Like I have a comfy chair.
Yeah, you're leaning back. So
yours
I'll do the lean back.
Yeah. Also, turn yourself out a little more.
Hey guys,
more. It's more inviting.
Camera shot.
Yeah. Oh, it looks way better.
Way better.
By the way, I can see it right here. That's all.
Oh, you can.
Yeah. So it looks like
creepy.
Looks kind of cool. Yeah. Oh, that looks
Is
nice.
That why the GoPro was in the bathroom last night? What the fuck?
Anyways, guys, so basically what I'm getting to, Trav's starting off on his TikTok and not like taking it too serious, but I think you're just like putting up content like, just because you're a funny kid and you enjoy it. But like your first couple of your videos were getting, you're in the thousands.
My first three videos hit the thousands and it was just cool to see, like not to throw shade at yours, but like you have more followers than me. Which shows that the TikTok algorithm is like
take me down.
Banana land. No, but you have more followers than me.
My talks aren't as, like yours are creative and
so
funny,
that's the
though.
Thing. Remember we were talking about like you kind of have to go. Like I just got a message from a girl.
Oh, not a big deal.
No, that was just like, oh, like what are you deprived of sex or whatever? Like because she was watching.
What kind of messages are you getting, man?
No. Because of
mistress,
my,
please.
So TikTok, if you're familiar with TikTok, it's either like you're really hot and people watch you because you're hot.
Yeah.
Or you're funny and you kind of go against the grain and you have like kind of fucked up content.
Yeah.
So like my talks were like almost sexual jokes, like sexual plays on like trending videos and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And so like that's the videos that are on there right now. And she was like, oh, are you deprived of sex? It's like, that wasn't the point. Like the point of the video isn't that I'm like doing sexual stuff. It's you kind of have to go with the trends. And like, that was my point to you about like your talk's not getting many views because you're just like putting out content that's on your other couple of social media.
I was also just putting out shit that was like music related.
Just music related and whatnot. Like, yeah. And that's not really the stuff that's blowing up on TikTok. But just started putting things out there and it just kind of it sounds dumb to say feels good, but it's nice to like stuff like you said. And you're like, dude, you're funny.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And to like have
hilarious.
six followers, but that the video gets fucking 5,000 views, my first one.
Yeah.
Like that means people are sending it out to their friends, being like, yo, watch this. Either talking shit, which is fine. Give me them views.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Give it to them.
Listen.
What is this?
That's my bad.
What are you doing?
I thought it was on silent. I never had this thing on ring.
Bullshit. Why you do that? Hold on. Keep chatting real quick. I'm going to pull the camera closer.
You pulling the camera closer?
Yeah.
Wow, what were you saying? That fucking. Oh my god, that notification. Anyway,
TikTok.
Yeah, it's not feels good, but it's nice where like, you know, I'm kind of just like, oh, Matt tells me I'm funny because he's my buddy, you know, and then other people, you know, having 6-7 followers and a video getting 5,000 when you're like, all right, nobody's going to watch this. Yeah. 5,000 views and like, you know, 30 likes, even though I have 6 followers, like that means like people are watching it and enjoying it. So it's kind of reassuring. And like you brought up a time where like this is a time where a lot of people are like, I think a lot of kids our age, like, yeah, we are a little older to be on TikTok. And I think when it first came out, when it was first blowing up, it was a lot of younger people. Mm-hmm. And now like, honestly, man, like there are some pros to take out in this quarantine because like now people our age, people older, like everyone's hopping up on TikTok because it's a trendy thing. It's a platform where there's a lot of funny videos and you can get good like laughs out of it. Mm-hmm. And it's just showing like now everyone's like, no one's judging. I mean, people are still judging because that's all people are going to do.
Yeah.
But before it was like, remember when we first downloaded it and we first made a couple and people were like, what are you, 12 making a TikTok?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now everyone's on it. So I think this like this quarantine's kind of breaking down barriers a little bit. So I think it's, I think right now, honestly, is a good time to get on it because it's blowing up again. Like, because everyone's so bored, and even your mother's downloading it, you know?
I'm sorry, I've been wicked annoying fixing the camera over here.
Yeah, you're in the middle of a pod, dude?
No, dude, I'm being fucking annoying.
What is going on?
I don't know, man. I just...
It's all good. In the middle of, it, like, a conversation, too.
It just looks... Now it's just so much better. It's a joke, dude.
I'm just really excited about it. Like, now it's, like, way more up close.
Who's that?
It's me. Who's not looking that cute. All right, guys. So, yes, I completely agree with you, and I can voice something there, which is like you said there's something good to take out of the quarantines. Everybody's hopping on TikTok. It's interesting because I put out a video that was said how to make money online, and basically the premise of that video was like go online, find a niche, start a like build a platform around it, and then monetize it. That's like pretty much the basis of it. And a lot of different people like aren't employed during this quarantine. You know, they got like laid off and are looking for work, but some people aren't hiring. Like, people are realizing like, hey, if I build a platform, I'm able to make some fucking money from it. So everyone's hopping on TikTok. It's just interesting though because like. That TikTok was always available. You just had to open your fucking eyes to do it at the same time as you were working too.
So I think that's the point of like when you were like, what are we going to talk about today? And kind of like brought up like putting yourself out there and like, you know, not giving a fuck, which sounds so, so cliche, but like it's literally evidence. It's like, oh, now everyone, no matter the age, not just young people, are hopping on TikTok. And you see how funny people are, how creative people are.
Yeah, people are hilarious.
Like it's a really good thing. And that's the thing. People are hopping on it because... Like I hopped on it because you were like, dude, you need to put these ideas out there because they're funny. I don't think it's a ends to a mean of becoming fucking rich or famous because you see the correlation on there of, you know, there's people with 300,000 fucking TikTok followers, 40,000 TikTok followers, and they're rocking 1,200 followers on Instagram. Like it's not really correlating that much.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like it's good content. And like, if it brings me joy, like when you guys, when Alex was the other day, or I was in here and someone was like, damn, Trav, you've been funny lately. And I told you, I said to someone sitting in the living room, I was like, that's like the best compliment I can get. Like, I love that compliment.
Yeah.
I don't strive. I'm not that kid that was always trying to be funny. Mm-hmm. I just enjoy being myself. And then when people like derive laughter and like, I don't know, like
you like making people laugh,
have a good time being around. Yeah. Enjoy making people laugh. That sounds fair. Like I don't want it to sound wrong, but I guess it's the same reason a comedian does his job.
I mean, that is what it is,
to make people laugh. You know, I feel like I feel joy when I laugh and I'm around funny people, so like I want to return that favor. And TikTok's kind of been like a kind of a way to be like, damn, like this is fun. Yeah.
And you've always been hilarious, because the thing was is like Trav would come to me because, so for people that like are kind of like new here to this platform, like I'm not like that big, but like a bit like. Trav gives me ideas because I am the musician, and it's like it's kind of my platform that I'm driving forward here. And like he always have funny ideas and be like, yo, Corm's like, do this TikTok, and like this would be funny if you did that. And I'd be like, yeah, like, that's funny. For some reason, like I like wouldn't do a lot of them, like for one reason or another. But then I was like, dude, you should do it. Like you should do it. Like you're always like he comes up with these ideas all the time, and they're funny. Mm-hmm. And the other day you did fucking 4 in a row, and then yesterday you're tossing up TikToks, and like you just uploaded another one, and I'm like. And like you see the reaction you're getting from it. It's like that is only it's not going to go down. So put it this way.
Yeah.
It will never go down. Like it's not going to be like the beauty of starting from zero is all you're going to see is growth.
Yeah.
When you get to like a level like let's say like when you kind of have a platform, if you have 100,000 followers, you can start to see yourself go down from shit. So this is the beauty of it, where right now you can only go up. Sure, you may gain like 100 followers and then like, you know, like get like 3 unfollow you, but like you're gaining so like it's not a big enough number to go down. You know
that's
what I mean?
The thing, I'm not in the, like I didn't hop on this conversation, like this whole topic today wasn't about like me and like TikTok, but it's just a, I mean, we really started to talk about it to talk about like putting yourself out there and not fearing.
For sure.
But like, and that's the thing too. Like, I'm not doing it to blow up. I'm just doing it because like, I think it's fucking hilarious. Yeah. I really do. To like make those little creative videos where they throw you curveballs and you just start belly laughing.
It's hilarious.
Like, that's like, when you're bored in quarantine and you got something that's going to make you giggle on the couch and send it to your friends, like, that's good content. And so it's just that, I think that's why I'm enjoying it, because like you said, I've always given you these ideas and you're like, yeah, I'm kind of music, kind of music, kind of music. But you're like, oh, I want to grow. I want to grow. And I'm like, well, doing these fucking trends and blowing up here will help you grow. Like that girl from Interscope told you to expand your platform.
Yeah.
So, but now I understand where you're coming from. You're like we're doing this pod together, hopefully going to co-host this pod together. So I think a lot of our content's going to start overlapping. So like, you're the music guy and I'm the fucking funny guy.
Exactly.
Like, if I grow a funny platform and you grow a music platform and then we just kind of do it together, and then people are like, oh, they have this YouTube channel together or this podcast that, you know, like, you have your own YouTube channel, but your podcast is also on it. We do this. Like, it's just going to grow us exponentially, I believe.
Absolutely. And that's, so, that was my whole, like, MO of it, where it's like, oh, we can push like me as much as we possibly can. And like, also like the girl from Interscope, we're literally doing everything that she told me to do. She said start vlogging. Doing vlogs now, like, we have the podcast, we're like, we're using every single avenue. Like, you're on, like, you're on a TikTok. I'm posting on TikTok too. And like, I'll post funny ones, like, I'll even put yours on there. And it's like, it's like, it all is going to work in terms of growing. But I think the beauty of it right now, that I want to touch upon too, no, I'm going a little off topic here, but ever since I've been putting out YouTube video, the vlogs, and putting like the videos out on like the educational videos that I'm kind of doing on how to structure your day and how to make money online, and then like putting these podcasts up with like video wise, like I was telling you earlier, it's like I keep on getting way more messages now about people that are showing like that are really appreciative of what I'm doing, the content that I'm putting out,
which is awesome, because that's the thing. You're not, you've always said, not to interrupt you, but you've always said like, I'm doing this because I want to give someone a positive, like, message or a positive. Like, you're doing the music, like, inevitably, obviously, if you get fucking rich and famous off it, sick. Like, that's a cool thing. But that's not really your end goal. Like, you've been doing this, and, like, you enjoy, like, the messages you get where people are like, yo, you've, like, that song really helped me through this. Like, you, and between, I'm sure people who are big enjoy it as well, but they just, you know, they get millions of them. Where, like, it's you, it's cool to see, like, you're putting out this content, and you've always said, like, if it gets 30 views or 6 million views, you don't give a fuck. As long as it touches someone. Like, that was your point of this podcast. Your whole podcast, like, yeah, she told you to grow your platform. But you weren't like, all right, man, I'm starting this podcast because
I want to get popping.
You started this podcast because you're like, I think it's going to be good. You started listening to podcasts, and you go, damn, I like this, and like, it's good content out there, and I think like people can really relate to it. So you're like, why don't we make a new unique idea of like just being two kids that really don't have too much going for them, but we're just trying to make it, you know? And it's just, it's really cool to see.
I appreciate that. And you're 100% right. And also how I look at it is like, at the end of the day, man, let's say that if everything were to blow up with my platform and I were to get like, you know, I don't know, I have a million followers, my YouTube's getting a million views, and like everything's popping, my music's doing well, the podcast is doing well, that's sick. But at the end of the day, like if it kind of remains the way it is, which I know it's not going to, but like, I'm still people like this sounds morbid as fuck, and you've heard me say it before, but like inevitably, like, we're all gonna die, and I think this pandemic is actually making more people aware of it. The reason why I think that I talk about it so much, or like I'm so comfortable with saying like, oh, like we're gonna die, is because I had like a near death experience from the dirt bike thing, like back in the day. And so like now I'm like in this mode where it's like, at the end of the day, like, knock on wood, but if I were to fucking go, you could look back at all the shit that I put out there too, and just be like, okay, he wasn't just someone who was existing. He was someone that was living on Earth and was like, in like, wow. He like provided content. Like, I can relate to that.
Yeah, some, what'd you say the other day? Like, living is one. What'd you say? Like, living is one thing, but existing is another. Like, don't just
live. Yeah, you have to listen to me with the candle night, then. The candle night. Yeah. I said, a lot of people in this world are just existing out there. Make sure when you go out in the world today, you're living. You're not existing. You know what I mean?
Make it worth it. Like, make your worth known, you know?
Exactly.
And that's the thing, cool. And like, that's the thing, like, one thing people have been saying, and it sounds like, because everyone's like, I'm bored, this sucks, like, yeah, it blows, like, I ain't got much of an income coming in this next month, like, I don't, yeah, I could be ripping Uber Eats, but, like, there's probably so many people that are already there, like, shit like that, you know what I'm saying, like, absolutely. There is something I could be doing for a job, but right now, like...
Well, you also told me that, like, you're comfortable, I mean, comfortable where you are right now.
Yeah, I'm comfortable with money right now, to the point where I think that I can, I mean, you can leave it like that.
I just want to make sure it's recording still. Okay. Because, like, That would suck.
Yeah. The kids at work podcast, so they're not just like fucking.
Oh yeah, that's a good call.
You know,
sorry guys, I'm a little all over the place here because
we didn't plan this podcast today. We kind of just like went off the rip, which also goes to show you viewers out there that like this shit, like everything Matt does is just like, off the top of the head. Like nothing's super planned or staged. Like we come into these.
Yeah, that's fast.
We want to discuss for sure.
Okay, cool.
You're gonna change that picture?
Yeah, sure.
Peekaboo.
No, that's a good idea. Yeah, but so what were you saying? We were talking about how you feel like comfortable right now. Well, you were like, your position was pretty. You were making good money.
Making good money. I made pretty good money at the bar I was working at. Like, fortunately enough, a couple weeks before this all started. So, like, you know, I was able to save up. You know, so I'm comfortable for the next couple months where it's like I kind of don't really want to like dive into like a new job or something and focus my efforts there. Mm-hmm. If like once the restaurant's open back up, I'm just going to go back to that restaurant. So it's just like, mm-hmm. I don't know, I'm kind of in limbo right now, which is like obviously, yes, it sucks. I can complain about not having an income or like to the point where it's be like, all right, we'll go out and do something. If it gets to that point, I will. But right now, but it's just it's weird not having an income. And we're all at a weird point right now. And the point of me saying that was that we can complain. But I've heard like a couple people, one being yourself and like another girl I work with that's really positive, that does like the manifesting do as well, said it really changed her life. It's just trying to focus on the positives and like grow through this. And like that's one thing that's changed my mindset about this whole thing. Like, yeah, you know what? It is boring. Like kind of just like I couldn't even tell you what time it is right now. Like the days are blending together.
Yeah.
But like the quarantine, it's really showing you like you said, how valuable life is and to not just exist, like to kind of live, because look at it, like everyone's bored. So it's already breaking down the social barrier of like, oh, what a fucking weenie he is. He's 20 fucking 3 on TikTok. What a loser. It's like, it makes you sit back and realize like, why do opinions, that's a $1 million question that'll never be answered. But why do opinions like that even exist in the first place? Mm. Like that was half the reason I never put TikToks out there 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Because not to say that I listen to like the hate or like, but you know, everything you want to do, what's that quote you told me is like everything good you want to do in life is on the opposite side of fear.
Yep.
And it is true. It's to say genuinely that you're someone that never lets fear or anxiety or judgment like affect you. You're a liar. Everyone has those premeditated, you know, fears of doing something. It's just some are better at handling it than others.
Yep.
And, the point of it is just, I think now this is making people realize like, damn, I should just live my life and be myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm pushing out the content of me being funny. I've always been doing these funny videos
for sure,
but just on Snapchat
yeah.
and like making funny ones. And people will either react like, ha ha ha, like you're an idiot. Like with like a laughing face, like you're so funny, like this and that.
Yeah.
Or like I'll get people be like, what's wrong with you? Or what's gotten into you? Or dude, what the fuck is this? Like shit like that. And it kind of makes you realize it's just like, you know me, like I'm someone that has always been kind of anxious and like in my own head.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, why? Like, what's the fucking point of letting anything anyone says, whether it's someone telling me I'm funny, like, all right, cool, thank you, I appreciate it. Or someone who's going to hate on it. Like my point being, and I know I've been fucking talking at length here about this.
Okay, it's a podcast.
That's true. People
are listening. And people actually listen to this one.
People just listen to people talking. That exactly. is the point of the podcast. Yep. Forgot about that. Sorry.
No. It happens.
You know, it just kind of makes you realize, like, why the fuck am... Why would I let... you can't make people like you, is the moral of the story. You can't make people... You can't put out content and tell someone, hey, why don't you like that? When they respond to you or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's something that at first, like when I first started putting out the Snap Story videos, like someone would be like, dude, what is wrong with you? Like the little fuckboy one, like everyone's got a kid from their town that's like this.
Yeah.
Sitting there, which is fine. Everyone's got that kid from their town that's sitting there like this, hitting up Snapchat being like, yo, I'm making money moves. Silent, bro. Got that new bud. Hit me up. Hit my line, you know? And so like I put those out there because I just thought it would be funny to like impersonate that personality, kind of like that kid Trevor Wallace does. Like he does those different personalities.
Hilarious.
And some people were like, LOL, it's so funny, so relatable. And someone's like, dude, what the fuck is, like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And when that first started happening, I'm like, how, in my mind, I thought it was so funny. And then to see someone not think it was funny, I was almost like, this was my flaw. I was almost like, and I think that's what holds a lot of people back. A lot of people that have a lot of potential is like, letting comments like that get to your head as ridiculous. Some people will sit there and tell me like, why do you, what, like you, who's already trained themselves to not give a fuck what people think.
Yeah.
You'll be like, why, you know, from your position, your point of view, you'll look at me and be like, why do you let it affect you? But for someone that's not used to it, it's going to affect you because that's how the human mind works. Like, you know, so
it definitely takes practice.
It's just, it takes practice. And that's something I think I'm benefiting from this quarantine. It's like,
I think you're getting better at
putting myself out there and being like, okay, if you don't fuck with me, I don't give a fuck.
I love to hear that.
You know?
Yeah.
Because if you actually don't care, like, or no, it's not that, like, it's not going to make me not like you if you don't fuck with me. It's the fact that I need to train myself to not care what your opinion is,
mm-hmm.
whether you're my friend or not. You know,
mm-hmm.
and it's not like I'm saying like, oh, cool, you don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with you. Like, no, I'm still going to fuck with you. And I have all the love in the world for anyone like that I'm friends with.
Yeah.
But if you don't like my shit, I need to train myself to not care.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, a benefit that a lot of people can kind of take out of this is like just time to work on your mental.
Dude.
You know, and like stop, because that's what holds us back. Like, man, that's what made my grades dip in college, caring about presentations. Getting nervous about presentations, like, who, at the end of the day, like you said, we're all gonna die. And you people fucking say this all the time, but it's just it's funny, it hits different when you realize it,
bro.
You realize it, people, you'll sit there, and when you still let the anxiety and the fear and the judgment and all that stuff take over your brain, that's all that consumes your brain. So you're like, what the fuck do you mean, why do you care? Of course I care. But like, once you start to recognize like it doesn't matter,
yeah.
And how fulfilling life feels when you just start to kind of be yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I put those four TikToks out with my dark sense of humor, my content that I think is funny,
mm-hmm.
I was deriving like joy from watching those videos. Not, I don't care if they get 6 likes or 1,000 likes. I was deriving joy from watching them and feeling like I made a good product, mm-hmm. and I made a funny video. And now it feels good to sit there and be like, yeah. Hate on it. I don't care, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just funny. I can beat that dead horse, but it's just, I guess the moral of the story is like, you've always told me stop fucking caring what people think, and now that I'm actually training myself to do it,
yeah,
it's just like, if you feel like a new person, you really do.
Yeah. Remember I used to always say to you, I'm psyched to hear that, and good job. That's awesome. And I remember I used to always say like, you have to break your mind about shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like it was always easier for me to say, like, because ever since you met me, like, I never really was too worried about like opinions on me and stuff. Like, I was always the kid that was like, doing funny things to like make people laugh, and like didn't care if I looked like an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easy for me to like adapt into that space and put myself out there. But you're so right, man, and that's the reason why I also want to speak to this, to people that are thinking about putting out content too. And I answered a question on my Instagram story the other day, and it was kind of how I answered it. Float alongside this, which is when you're putting out something and you're like not giving a fuck, right? And you're putting out funny videos and it feels good to just be yourself and not care what people think. Make sure you're doing shit that is truly yourself. Because for instance, I know a lot of musicians out there that like put up the high quality picture and then like don't respond back to comments and hide behind the brand and try to look too cool and untouchable. And then they get really popular and then they're famous for it. And then they're actually miserable as fuck. Cause like, you meet them in person, they're like, oh, like, wow, you're just like a nice person that's like socializing with people. And it's like, yeah, but everybody has this other idea of who you are. That's why, like, it's easy for me. Cause like, dude, I have a pretty solid platform where I could post the high quality picture and like, you know, be mystique, mm-hmm. and shit. But I am so much happier putting out a video of me and you sitting like this in front of this thing, getting 800 to 1,000 views on the video in these normal ass clothes, not trying to dress up and look cool or anything like that.
Yep.
And then when people actually meet me, they're like,
me the last few.
Yeah, but then people actually like meet me, they look at me, they're like, oh, like you're exactly like what you are, and I actually like you for who you actually are.
Yeah.
And it's so much better. It's like, bro, so much better. You don't fuck with me because like I'm this rapper idea that's like this person that's untouchable. It's like, you like me because I'm actually
People get genuinely bummed out. Like they go and they meet people, someone like VIP, and like that person is like, who's very famous, is like very abrasive and very whatever. And you're like, damn, like you're like, I know people that have met athletes and been like, yeah, like I've seen him out, or I've seen him here. I waited on his table and he was actually a fucking dickhead.
Yep.
Like shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that just like, it puts you, it almost makes you hate that person because you have you hold them at such like a high standard. And not a high standard. Obviously, people do that in society, like famous people and athletes. Like they obviously get held to a high standard, and then they're humans at the end of the day.
Yep.
But for someone that's like such a big fan of a person, then they just idolize them, and then to see them like be like a dickhead, and everyone has those days.
Mm-hmm.
But to see that they're different than what you think they are,
mm-hmm.
like sucks for someone, then I can end up turning into hatred someone or resentment. Yeah. So where it's like exactly where no matter how big you get, if you're getting 800 to 1,000 views, like for everyone to meet you and like out on the street and be like, damn, like, wow, you're the same fucking kid. It is cool because like you said about like the podcast and the vlogs and whatnot.
And it also makes your fan base
stronger. You like living your life.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of like creators will flaw. Like they do a lot of staging. They do a lot of whatever.
Yeah.
And you're kind of just like, all right, I'm going to rip it. I'm just going to be me and do my thing. Like you said, Mike Studd's podcast fucking flies.
Yeah.
Like they just sit back on the couch and like they're the same person sitting back on their couch, fucking around, drinking beers, getting stoned.
Yep.
Same person they were in. They're being the same person, same personality, same everything. Than they were when in the Touring is Boring that they made 5 years ago.
Yeah.
They're just fucking around being dickheads in there. And everyone, like, Touring is Boring blew up. Like, that made us love.
They also, son. Exactly, because you, like, you fell in love for who he, like, who that's he was.
Who he was in his crew.
And that's why
like,
he can sell
it
shows.
Was almost like watching fucking a real life version of Entourage.
Yeah.
It was like, it had, like, literally when we all were like, hey, watch Mike Studd sing. And I remember, like, 6, 7 of us from school watched Touring is Boring, the whole series over winter break. And we're like, damn, bro, I can't wait for that to be us. Like, that made us fall in love with, like, his brand and like him more. Like, I started liking his music more because I liked him more as a person.
Yo, Kyle, Beats, my buddy, he was like, he was talking about my son. What he found him on was the Touring and Boring thing. Me too. And to be honest, like, the crazy thing about Mike Studd is he can sell House of Blues type venues around the United States.
Yep.
Doesn't get that many streams, right? Like, not like a household name in the music industry. Yeah. Very good. Not a household name, but he can sell more tickets than, like, there's a person out there. I'm not going to name it right now, but, like, he has, like, 20 million monthly listeners. There's another guy I can think of that's 30 million monthly listeners. Can't, like, could probably sell out Middle East type venues around the United States. Mike Studd is 3 million monthly listeners.
So that's where it comes down to is like the people like you, it brings us right back to where we started in this conversation of like you putting out this content because you just want people to like you. Like your content is so natural and not staged. Like that shit I said where I'm like you fixing the camera. Like we're not planning any of this.
Yeah.
And it's just you. Like we're not coming in where like we listen to fucking you know who's pod the other day. And like just that dude is I don't want to drop any like no hate. You told me to stop hating, but like there's obviously content that you don't like.
Yeah.
And his stuff just stinks. And like it's staged and his topics are just like
it's trash.
It's just it's a staged conversation. It's edited. Where to like obviously you're gonna edit the podcast a little bit.
But I don't take out things.
We do this off the rip and we just let it flow.
Yeah,
and, like, I'll edit our vocals. So do they. Like you heard even just on Spotify without watching a video, you just heard it like cut to the next conversation because like there was stuff they'd like
they wanted
to
take out or whatever
that might have made him look bad. Or maybe he lost the argument he was in and so he cut it out. To make himself look better. Like, so it's back to the point of you just being you.
Yeah.
And so then you see, Mike Studd might have millions less, less monthly listeners on Spotify. But those shits are just fucking, like, compared to someone. But he might actually, if you put him in the House of Blues and someone else in the House of Blues, he's going to sell it out.
Mm-hmm.
And that person with 20 million monthly followers, or monthly listeners on Spotify, isn't going to sell out. You know why? Because that person with 20 million has the money and has, well, I mean, Mike Studd has money too, but his music is backed by labels. Because wasn't Mike not signed by a label for like a long time?
So he's like recently saying like, I think that they're signing a new
deal.
They're
going to sign a new deal or whatever.
That's what it sounds like.
He was independent for a while.
Yeah. Grassroots shit.
And so you don't want to say cult, but grassroots
shit. It is though.
It's a cult following because his fans grow to love him.
And they grow with him.
Not just, so they don't like, they listen to his music because they go to his shows because they want to fucking see him.
Yep.
And you know what? It might not be their favorite song, but they're like, I fuck with this dude so fucking hard.
Yep.
And then you got Lil whoever, like, it just doesn't even matter. That seems like that's everyone's name nowadays. And they have 20 million monthly followers, or 20 million monthly listeners on Spotify, but that's because their label is putting $1 million for them to be played on this playlist, $1 million for them to be played here, $2 million to be played on this radio. So people listen to them because it's just put in their ears. Like people go on a run and they're like, or they go to the gym and they're like, all right, damn, I'm going to listen to Rap Caviar.
Yep.
All right, damn, I'm going to listen to Rap Workout.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to listen to this. So those, they're not listening to Lil Whoever because
they're fans of him.
They're like, hey, let me fucking put on him because I love him. They're doing it because it's putting put into their fucking ears.
Yeah.
So then that person goes to the House of Blues and 1,000 people show up. Mike Studd goes to the House of Blues and it's fucking sold out and people are waiting on the streets hoping to get in.
Yep.
You know? So it just goes back to like...
And guess who's happier?
Just fucking Mike be just be genuine. Oh, guess who's happier? Because he's living his fucking life. Yeah. He's sitting there on a couch like this, smoking a fucking blunt, dating supermodels, and but not can't... Like, he's not doing... You don't see him. He's probably banging fucking 10 after 10 after 10 after 10,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
You know why? Obviously, because he's a good looking dude and he, like, try to fucking get my stroke off, huh? I might get a DM from him after this one. I meant like he's probably getting all these girls, but he doesn't like flaunt it. You know, like other people do.
I think what you're getting at, what you're getting to.
He's just living life and not fucking making you. There's people who live there, do what they're going to do no matter how many of the followers, which was the point of this conversation, and how many people listen to it. And then there's the people that do what they're doing and do a specific type of content.
Mm-hmm.
Like that one person who was dropping an album and what did they do? They, you know exactly who it is. We're not going to name drop, but
Fuck that thing.
That thing broke.
Yeah.
All right, went off. What did he do? He tried. You said you did like didn't like how he like promoted.
Oh, okay. Well, so I'll just say. I mean, it's Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
He basically so The Box was a number one song, and he basically said he like put up an Instagram post and said stream, put Yummy on and stream it while you're sleeping. So my problem with that is this. Ready?
It's not natural.
Not natural. What you're telling the world is basically like you are the number one pop artist in the world, arguably, right? I mean, he's Justin fucking Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
Telling,
I mean, he's great. We're not taking anything away from him. No, fucking fantastic. No,
and he I mean, I bet if he'll never hear this, but if he ever did, I mean, I think he could probably agree to this.
Yeah,
is that what you're doing? And I don't know if it was his idea, if it was his team. Marcus, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm
he's
sure
got 100 people in his ear saying, yeah, "Tweet this out."
I mean, sure. Yeah, it's millions of dollars in business like that. That is going on behind his brand. I like, but what he did basically, he told people to. It was an Instagram post that said, "Stream Yummy while you sleep." And what that basically does is you're just showing everybody you're artificially running up the numbers, and it's not about the product or the quality that it's affecting the consumer. It's completely about artificially boosting the numbers at a number one spot.
And it makes it so like you said too, so it probably wasn't just him. It was his team being like, okay, and the fucking label or whoever being like, damn, we spent so much money on this
Instagram
album.
Account probably has like 20 logins on
20
it.
Logins.
Like, who knows, man?
That was probably an old picture of him that someone was like posted it for him with a caption, and he was like, I posted this.
You never
know. But it's just, that's the point we're getting at is when you run into letting so many people like run your business for you, it becomes less genuine. When it becomes less genuine, those numbers don't really mean as much as like.
They're not
like,
bad.
Not even yours. Don't even because like everything, every fucking listen you have right now is just someone who genuinely fucks with you.
Exactly, you know? Exactly.
Like, and it just shows too. It goes back to like Mike Studd not caring, you not caring, other people not caring about what they're putting out there, and they're just doing it because they enjoy it. Like, dude, Mike Studd could have gone pro in baseball, and he just started making music because he loves it. You know. So it just like brings you back to either you're doing it for the love of it or you're doing it for those numbers and you're doing it for those like whatever. Like it might not have been him, Justin, doing that. It might have been his team, but it makes to outside people that aren't diehard fans being like, wow, that looks fake as fuck. Like you're not.
Could you imagine
you're
not happy that right now?
You're not happy that your song's not at number one.
Yeah.
So you have to ask people to do it.
That's not genuine.
Yeah, that's not genuine.
And that's the reason why I think my like for people that look into my thing, like, and I'm biased because I am me, but like, if you look at my marketing, when I drop a song, I put the song out and then like, I'll post it, right? I don't say a million times, stream this, or I have 10 posts about the song. What I do is if people put my song in their story, I'll reshare it to my story. And that's how I promote it because I'm saying, oh, you fuck with me? Thanks. I'll put you on my story. Yeah. Thanks.
And you're thanking them for
it. Yeah. And what it does though, what it actually does is it's like, it's not over promotion. It's genuine. And at the end of the day, here's the deal. Even though I may not have a million followers or whatever, I'll be able to sell more. Like, I guarantee this. My streams are pretty good right now, right? But I guarantee I will, at my concerts, I'll either sell more tickets than somebody who has more streams than me, depending on who. Or the tickets I sell are from people that are genuinely more excited to see me or are like there for a reason. You know what I mean? Because people are like, because now people are going to come to Mac Horman and be like, oh, I fuck with Matt Corman because of Matt Corman. Like, I have, for instance, I got a DM. You know, it's on a comment on one of my Instagrams, and that's how I knew it was working. I think I told you. And I got another message today. Some kid commented on my gram. He goes, "Yo, bro." He goes, "I've never really listened to your music, but I listened to the podcast, and I've checked out your TikToks, and I fuck with the brand and message." And I was like, "Bro, go check out the music, and let me know if you like it too."
Yeah.
People, and also at the New Hampshire show, someone said, they were like, "Hey, like I came because like I follow you on Instagram, and I listened to the podcast, but I just started listening to your music today. It's really good." So they came to the show because they're a fan of the podcast, the brand. And this doesn't even get that many plays.
No.
But that doesn't matter because they fucking showed up and they listened to it on their commute and our voices matter to them.
Yep.
And so that's why they're here, which is exactly what I want, because at the end of the day, I make rap music, but my entire life, I was never a rapper. I've been putting out YouTube videos since I was fucking 13, filming dirt bikes and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to be a rapper. I want to be an all-around person where like you can fall in love with the entire brand, my friends and everything.
Yep.
And so... any advice to people out there that are content creators, be genuine, be organic, and it will make you happier.
That's like so that's another thing. It goes back down to your mental like happiness too. Like the million-dollar question everyone asks, like, would you rather be happy or be rich? It's like, well, I mean, ideally you could be both, you know,
yeah.
But like, I don't know, like people say money doesn't buy happiness. Well, it can buy a lot of things that can make you happy for sure. Huh? Oh, shit. Oh, sorry. Like, the GoPro pausing made me think that the whole podcast was paused. That was a brain fart. My bad. But it goes back to the million-dollar question. Like, obviously, everyone wants to be happy in life. And everyone's like, oh, well, that rich person is probably miserable or whatever. But that's the thing. It's like, you know what? Rich people might be miserable. They might be happy. But, like, having money definitely helps you achieve happiness for sure, because it opens a lot of doors for you.
For sure.
But it's like, if you're going to start building your own brand, like, do you want to, so it, when you said be genuine, it brought me back to Logan Paul, mm-hmm. who, you know, we've always watched a lot of, and he has some good content, and just the way he, like him and his brother, like their work ethic is crazy. And when he used to do a vlog a day, like he said, it was just so scripted. It was stuff he didn't want to do.
Yeah.
And he was getting up to the top spot on YouTube, and then he dropped for a little while, and now he's back vlogging again. And they're just like short, genuine, just like random fucking content that he's like not staging. It's just he's vlogging his everyday life.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says in it, and he's like, okay, he goes, it's weird because like I just started doing like what I wanted to do. And now I'm back at the top. He's like, it's a different direction than everyone was going. So maybe that's why it's putting him back up at the top spot.
Yeah.
But he is just like, he's happy. And like, to me, you hear like the happiness in his voice in the vlogs, and you know, whatever, maybe it could be staged, but like, to me, that's way more. It's like, do you want to have the top spot on YouTube, or do you want to be like top 20 and be fucking just like happy with your life and live your life? And I would pick that one any day, you know, because it's just like, you don't want to end up resenting what you do. You know, if you grow a brand, that brand isn't going to be successful if you don't actually believe in it and enjoy it.
Yep.
You know, so just something to think about.
What I said in
but fucking put yourself out.
Great point. Yeah, put yourself out there. And what I said,
make an OnlyFans.
Make an OnlyFans. What the hell was I just? Oh, I. If you're watching this on YouTube, I said in my video of how to make money online. Go fucking watch that, by the way, if you want to learn how to make money online. No, I'm not talking about like filling out surveys. I mean like the real way. And I said, when you pick a niche to focus on, make sure it's something you enjoy. Because if it's not something you enjoy, then you're going to quit it. And it's not going to make you happy. For instance, Trav, imagine if I blew up right now on gospel music. I would hate it because I don't listen to any gospel music.
Yeah.
And I'm not religious and I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So thank God I'm doing rap because I like to rap. That's like, it's like a prime example. I would have quit gospel, right?
That just made me laugh. You're like, damn, imagine if I was doing gospel music. You're like... and like I would be miserable because like I'm not religious and I don't give a fuck. But thank God I'm not.
But thank God
I'm not.
Yeah, that's funny. Ooh, little Corona. Camera died.
Did it?
Yeah, I kinda died. My bad. Should we close it up here?
Yeah, we can close it up. We can close it up where it died.
Yeah. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. So if you're listening to this right now, me and Trav are dropping episodes. I mean, I don't want to put a time thing on it, but we're trying to drop a lot. I do a YouTube video pretty much every single day.
Yeah.
It's been that way for the past two and a half weeks or so. So I'm on that grind. I'm also dropping a song next week. This week. Basically, I'm dropping a lot of content. So if you're listening to this right now, thank you for checking us out. I appreciate it. Toss a follow button. You know, we're just some kids out here just trying to make things work. And yeah, my name is Matt Corman.
I'm Travis Tangway. And just a little last piece for me too. Like, genuinely, he brought up people that are not necessarily like people who are genuinely engaged, but it's like one or two. Mm-hmm. You know, if this only has 50 followers, like, please, if you're a religious listener of this, like, please send Matt or I a message and like let us know what you think of the content, because we're still like, the point of this podcast, Kids at Work, is like we're still trying to just figure it out.
Yeah.
So like we kind of just go off the rip on these, but like any topics, any discussions, things you want to see and hear on the podcast, like please let us know, and let us know like what you liked and what you didn't. Like, we don't just want the engagement. Like, we genuinely want to hear like the people who care about like this product. We want to know your thoughts so we can make it better for you.
Couldn't have said any better. Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great day at work. Peace.
Peace.